You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner. For Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
I was trying to think, like, we say high noon at high noon, but, like, what do we say at one?
High one.
High one. Yeah. High noon in Denver. Boo.
Oh, boo. Get out of here.
Mountain time zones.
We hate time zones on the Mason Crosby Show.
American Standard Time. It should be 1 o'clock everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right now. Like
all
in Hawaii,
over.
It should be 1 p.m.
England can have
right
a
now.
Different time. They lost the war. Okay?
Like, yes.
That's how it works.
All right. I love well, that. We are trying to be optimistic. We are trying to be realists. We are sharing our thoughts, and we are giving you the opportunity to share through YouTube, through Twitter, through the talk and text line, and through calling and just getting your feelings off your chest. But now we're going to go inside the locker room and hear from someone who was there and is going to give us some insight like he does every Monday at 1 o'clock. He is the one. He's the only joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Ryan Wood. Hi, Ryan.
How we doing, guys?
I mean, the worst ever.
How are you doing?
The sky is falling.
Yeah, there are such things as stupid questions, aren't there? Now, help me out. You want me to be in the optimistic lane or the realist lane? Which lane am I taking?
Whatever you want to be. Yeah, we're being real. But
I think we're all being real. None of us are sky is falling here,
I
Ryan.
Think we understand there's still three games that are meaningful games to play. And, you know, this Packers team has every opportunity to go out and win these games. Like, you know, it's let's be real and let's just see. I want to see where your brain goes. I want to know if you are more optimistic or more pessimistic after what happened yesterday.
All season, and I'm talking through a sleeper in Cleveland. I'm talking through two back-to-back. What was that? Home losses against Carolina and Philadelphia. All season, I have truly believed deep down that this team had a very, very viable path forward to a Super Bowl. Because you look at the talent on the roster, and you know that talent wins in this league, and they had that. They had, you could argue, the most talented quarterback and defensive player in the NFC. those were the two guys, Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, who were untouchable. They had to be healthy. They had to bring it. And if they did, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Now they don't have one of those guys. So I'm at a place now where that's the type of injury that changes some minds. Now they have three games to show me otherwise, but I'm struggling now to see the path forward to a Super Bowl for this team without Micah Parsons. It's just hard to see.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, we were talking about how, okay, like, you know, the Micah Parsons injury, guys dropping interceptions. Like, you know, it's like yesterday there were some opportunities to get turnovers in that game, which we have been dying to see more of. And then they presented themselves and guys just didn't step up and make those plays. I mean, what is your kind of thought and prediction for how Halfley is going to adjust without the Micah Parsons, without moving him all the different? I mean, that fumble he caused where he's not great at stopping the run, I mean, that was unbelievable. You line him up inside against a guard, and he sheds a guard, makes the tackle, causes a fumble. I mean, that's special, no doubt. So what does Halfley do to, you know, shift back to almost what they did last year and, you know, get this defense still playing at a high level?
Isn't that just the result of the injury? All the talk this season, which if you watch the films, complete bogus, that Micah Parsons can't defend the run. And, oh, hey, he just took the ball away from RJ Hart. I mean, he can do that too. So in that game is the game that he goes out. It's got to be a lot of Edgerton Cooper and Quay Walker. I don't see any other possibility here. It's got to be a lot of Jeff Halfley blitz scheme and getting really super creative. Because the reality for this defense, and we've said it before, there are two different Packers defenses. There's the Packers defense that is getting home on the pass rush, and that Packers defense is a bona fide top five defense in the league. That is a Super Bowl winning defense. And then there's the Packers defense that doesn't get home with the rush, and it really exposes the back end, the perimeter, the corners. And with a pass rush, these corners are good enough. Without it, you see what happens this season. They get picked on, right? So Jeff Halfley is going to he has no choice but get home on this pass rush. And I don't see any other way to do it other than a lot of Quay Walker, Edgerton Cooper, two guys who are very good blitzing off the ball. I mean, that is a strength in both of their games. He's got three games to figure that out now. We saw them do it last year at a high level. It's almost like back to what they initially thought they might be before the Micah Parsons trade, which is a blitz scheme. We talked all offseason before the trade. They can't get home with four. They didn't draft until the fourth round any pass rusher this spring. That was going to be the reality for the defense. Now it is the reality for this defense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I can imagine we're going to just see all kinds of exotic, you know, blitzes, you know, mugging, doing some different things, trying to bring some different, you know, options to get that pressure. But let's go to the offensive side of the ball where Christian Watson goes down. That offense, I mean, the game looked, it was just like, this is the Packers game to win. They were in total control, playing at a high level. Take a shot downfield, which I have no issue with. I think Jordan got hit and like just didn't get like the throw the way he wanted to. Sertan makes a great play. Christian Watson gets hurt. And then it just felt like, what was the adjust? Like, did anyone ask this of LaFleur last night? Like, what was the mindset or plan after Christian Watson's not in the game? Because it just felt a little disjointed after that, where it was like, all right, we don't have an option if we can't stretch the field with Christian Watson. And mind you, Christian Watson has taken a huge step on just becoming an all-around great wide receiver, running good routes, catching things on the sideline, like just doing all the dirty work. So what do you think if Christian Watson can't go, what does this offense look like?
Well, there isn't an in-game adjustment to make offensively when you lose your best receiver, when you lose the guy that stretches the field, makes everything easier for everyone around him because of his speed, his playmaking. When you lose Christian Watson in-game, I don't know how – there's no adjustment for that. Like they prepared their game plan and have centered it for weeks now around Christian Watson, and then he goes out. Yeah. I don't fault them for – looking disjointed when that happens. I mean, it looked a lot like the end of last season when they didn't have Christian Watson. That's what this offense is without him. That is why he is their wide receiver one. It's why every game plan has to start with maximizing Christian Watson. So now they can go into a week and they'll determine, okay, Do we need two game plans this week? Do we need a game plan without Christian Watson? They can actually prepare for what is a very significant injury. But as a whole, I think the gut punch today really comes from how suddenly things change on a dramatic level. After that 40-yard Josh Jacobs touchdown, they're up 23-14. They get a three and out. Rashawn Gary was involved. Micah Parsons gets the pressure to force the incompletion on third down. They get the ball back. And I will tell you, sitting in this mile-high press box, I had a thought that I hadn't experienced about this team since after the opening drive of the 2021 NFC Divisional Round game, when the offense marched it down the field on the 49ers, put it in the end zone. I look at the scoreboard. I'm thinking they got the ball. They could go up 30-14 here on this team. Because let's be real about this. The Denver Broncos might be playing in a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
like they have a very real chance to do that. They're on the road. They're throwing haymakers against one of the best defenses in the league. I thought this might be the best team in the NFL right now. And then I think that they might have gotten one too many shots against Pat Surtain.
Yeah.
You got to respect him. They loved their Christian Watson. Their receivers are man beaters. They love their guys against man coverage. It's what the Broncos do. But you have to respect Pat Surtain too. One too many times, and it all just cascaded from there in a wild fact. I mean, here you're looking up now. They're not the NFC North leader right now. They're going to Chicago needing to win that game without a lot of their best players to go back in front in the division. You don't know what's next for this team, and it all kind of fell from this might be the team right now. Had they beaten the Broncos, left Denver with the win, they would be considered today one of the very short list favorites to win the Super Bowl. That's where they would have been. Now
what is that with injuries though, Ryan? Even with the injuries, you still think they would feel that way?
No, I'm saying if Christian Watson stays healthy and Micah Parsons doesn't tear his ACL, they win. That's and that moment when they had the ball up 23-14 with a chance to go up 30-14, in that moment, had things gone a different way, they were on the cusp of being considered a team to beat. Like, I'm thinking, boy, Packers-Rams NFC Championship game is going to be awfully interesting, isn't it? Now, that's going to come down to Micah Parsons. Can he get home? Can he pressure Matt Stafford enough to rattle him or not? And then Matt Stafford picks apart the Packers secondary. Like, that's going to determine a Super Bowl trip between those two teams. That's where I was. It's not that place now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this team all year, I think, has been the consistently inconsistent. That's what it's just like win two, and then it's like, what did that look like? Like, that is it, and now we throw in these injuries and the Micah Parsons injury. So I think your take is exactly kind of where everybody is probably feeling right now. It's like, yeah, there's optimism. You have three games left. Everything is right in front of you still. You can go win the North. You can take control of this division still, but that path just became significantly harder, and it's going to take a lot of adjusting. There's going to be a lot of pieces. A part I wanted to talk about, because I've talked about it a couple times on the show already today, offensive line play. What did you think of the offensive line as a whole yesterday? Obviously, we saw that Denver front got after it there in the second half, especially late. What are there any spots on that offensive line that you would just say, like, gosh, that was not good yesterday? And is there anywhere that you would say, man, they played a really solid game?
Well, if Rashid Walker's going to keep having four penalties in a game, false starts, we talk of procedural stuff, like ineligible downfield. If that's going to continue happening, they don't have a choice. And I don't know that they're going to do this. I don't have a confidence that they're going to do this. They don't have a choice but to reconsider Jordan Morgan at left tackle. Because in this post-Micah Parsons world, you no longer have the talent to overcome those kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
You don't have the dynamic playmaking to overcome the boneheaded stuff of, like, know the snap count. Don't fall behind the sticks against a really good defense on the road. You can't do that anymore. And that had gone away for some time. That's a big reason why they looked much better winning four straight games, is the pre-snap stuff just wasn't as much of an issue. And then it returns – and it just cannot happen anymore. There has to be zero tolerance for that. One of the reasons I think they have stood by Rashid Walker through any anytime there's a semblance of, hey, could his job be in question? Could there be a position battle? I think they see Rashid Walker as someone who's got a higher floor than a Jordan Morgan, who's a young guy, very high ceiling. But young guys come with mistakes, right? Well, when you have four penalties in a game, especially that platform, your floor lowers, right? Yeah. So if it's going to be a low floor there, what's the point? Why not go with the higher ceiling guy? That's on Rashid Walker. He's got to be cleaner. And I think he'd be the first one to tell you that.
For sure. And I agree with you. And that's what I said as well earlier in the show. And if there's any silver lining, though, it's like, all right, something like that happens. I said it felt like with procedural stuff like that, he watched film. He read the press clip. Like, that game was too big for him against what that defensive front presented, right? He was trying to get off the ball. He was doing things that were outside of his job description, trying to get an advantage, which obviously shows deficiencies. So if anything, it showed him this is not long-term solution at that left tackle position. So as Packers fans, maybe it's like, all right, well, now we know that that spot will be addressed in the offseason at the left tackle. What's the long term, like Zach Tom's injury? Is he out significant time? Like, what is his prognosis look like?
You know, we're still collecting this information. It seems just the immediate aftermath of post game that they dodged significant injuries of Zach Tom, Evan Williams, even Christian Watson. So we'll see how the week progresses, right? Because they're going to need them going into Soldier Field. They're going to need everyone they got because they don't got Tucker Kraft. They don't have Devontae Wyatt. They don't have Micah Parsons. They're going to need all the good players they can get. So we'll see how that the week progresses for those guys.
Let's kind of just fast forward a little bit because it's the only time we got you on the show this week. Like, looking ahead to the Chicago Bears matchup, watching them against the Browns, it's kind of, you take it with a grain of salt. Browns, you know, they obviously beat the Packers, but they looked bad, you know, against the Bears. What's your feeling coming into this game? Like, just let's put Micah Parsons' injury aside. Like, how these teams match up, all the stuff. Like, is there hope that that the Packers can go into Soldier Field and get this win on Sunday or Saturday? Sorry, Saturday night.
A couple of things. I think Christian Watson's the guy that they really need to have available, because if he is, what we know about the Bears defense, they give up a ton of big plays. And Christian Watson's your big playmaker. So if they have him, that's a fighting chance. The new reality for this team is they're going to have to outscore a lot of opponents. You know, they've lost three games this season, giving up no more than 16 points.
Yeah.
That's long. Like, they are going to have to outscore teams. And Christian Watson goes a long way with that. So we'll see if he can be available. As long as they have Jordan Love playing at a high level, they're going to have a chance. That's the ultimate silver lining here above everything else. And he is playing at a really, really high level. I don't put what happened post Christian Watson injury on Jordan Love at all. You just lost your best receiver against a great defense on the road. It's not going to look good. But before that, my goodness, Jordan Love was on one. He was ripping apart a very, very good defense with haymakers. I mean, we're talking about taking shots and not just dinking and dunking. If he can do that at a consistent level, week in and week out, starting this week against the Bears, who are prone to give up those kind of plays, and if they can take care of the football against this defense that takes it away at the highest level in the league, they'll have a fighting chance. But it's just, it's hard to see him going into Chicago without Micah Parsons and winning this game.
They're going to have to get into a shootout, huh?
Yeah, they're going to have to score teams.
Let's just say Christian Watson is out this week. Who steps into that role? Is it Jaden Reed? Do they try to get him in, like, on the outside, more dynamic?
Matthew Golden.
I know Tommy and Mitch want to see Matthew Golden, in a more prominent role. It's like I was saying in this, like, in the moment, a critical moment, Jordan Love, all those guys on the field, he tries to squeeze a ball into Bo Melton with two guys, you know, kind of handcuffed on him. Like, do you think Jordan just doesn't fully trust Matthew Golden yet, some of these other guys, like, why would he, why do you think he'd throw to Bo Melton whenever I'm looking across the line, they're trying to get to the sticks. It looked like everybody was in a similar spot and he tries to, you know, feed it to Bo Melton. Like, what do you see this offense looking like at the receiver position if Christian Watson can't go?
Well, Jaden Reed, Luke Musgrave, Matthew Golden, Dontavian Wicks, we've seen Romeo Doubs, we've seen all these guys make plays, right? We've seen, outside of Jaden Reed, none of these guys consistently make plays. So I think it's going to be by committee. That's how this Packers passing game has always been drawn up. I understand that twice this year they've established the number one go-to guy, and twice this year they've lost both of them, right? So, but this is that at the ground level, they want to spread the football around. They still have a lot of guys who can make plays. It starts with Jaden Reed, but it's not only Jaden Reed. I think you'll see it by committee. I think that they need to exploit matchups. There's going to be favorable matchups for them. They need to target those, to your point. Bo Melton double covered is not a favorable matchup. Don't go there. But there's enough firepower here. Boy, Matthew Golden, he had a good game yesterday. If he can keep coming and have a good stretch run, that adds something to go along with Jaden Reed. There's enough firepower here with the quarterback delivering the way he's been, but it all starts from that.
Yeah, and you said that, and I totally agree. Jordan Love has had an excellent season. He's playing at an elite level. What did you think of those last two drives where the defense stops Denver on fourth down, gets the ball back, they're down eight, chance to go tie the game? Like, what did you think, you know, happened there? Obviously, Denver pass rush decided to wake up and got after it. But, I mean, I think the expectation there is, like, elite teams go down and at least give themselves a chance to tie that game. What did you see in those last two drives?
I felt like I was in late 2024 again without Christian Watson. Like, it's not an excuse at the end of the day when you keep losing the best players on your team and they're not available to say, hey, it's not going to look the same as if you had them available. The pass rush is not going to look the same without Micah Parsons. The deep passing game is not going to look the same without Christian Watson. You are taking a large bite out of your attack. And again, you don't have a week to prepare for that, which only handcuffs you even more.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. This offense was dead in the water late last season without Christian Watson. And it just looked like it returned to that kind of toothless attack
just
without
him
against this defense. I mean, it was night and day different.
So do you think, like, let me just give a hypothetical, because I'm on this side now. Whenever I was playing, hypotheticals were never in my mind. But let's just say Packers get to that last game against Minnesota, and they have to win that game to get in the playoffs, potentially win the division, you know, because there's a path where Lions win out, and, you know, it's like all the stuff. How confident do you feel that this team goes into Minnesota, because Minnesota looks like they're playing a little bit better right now, and is able to win that game to get themselves in the playoffs? Do you feel confident that this team can get that done?
Less confident than I did 48 hours ago. I still think that that's a game that they should win. You know, Jordan Love versus J.J. McCarthy should be a win. That it's a quarterback league. That's the way it works. But certainly less confident. J.J. McCarthy's played two really bad defenses the past 2 weeks. So, yeah it's looked better. But with that said, how good is this Packers defense now without Micah Parsons, Devontae Wyatt? It's not the same either. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't – is Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper blitzing a lot, bringing some corner blitzes with Keyshawn Nixon, some safety blitzes with Xavier McKinney, some slot blitzes with Javon Bullard, is that going to be enough or not? What we know is it's going to be different. We don't know if that difference is good enough yet. So, okay. We have to see that. But – It's hard to say. Like, where are they going to settle in this new reality? That's what these last three games are going to be about.
I'm all for chaos. Just bring it in all different ways and let the chips fall how they may. Thunder, Tommy, you got anything for Ryan?
No, I don't think so. I think I was going to ask if this team is better than the Lions right now, but I feel like that question kind of answers it, right? I mean, that's the benchmark. The benchmark is the Lions. Is this team better than the Lions with no Micah Parsons?
Well, the good news is they don't have to play the Lions again.
That's true.
Yeah. They've set themselves up. They're in a good position. You beat the Bears and you're in a spot where you can go and you're going to play in the playoffs. You're right. Like, you're going to have a shot to go play in the playoffs. So this is a huge week. And we're talking about the loss right now, and we'll shift tomorrow, just like they will in that building, to the Chicago Bears. And that's going to be all the focus leading up to this weekend, and it's going to be awesome.
This is just so dumb that they got to play the Bears three times this year.
Like, I love that's it. 100% this is perfect.
I love it as well.
This is perfect time to play the Bears after a game like this. Go play the Bears. Get that taste out of your mouth.
The Bears come in with so much confidence. They think they can beat the world, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, I'll be honest. If I was the Packers, they'll never say this publicly. If I was the Packers, I would be absolutely livid with the NFL schedule makers. Are you kidding me? It's not enough to play the Chicago Bears or any divisional opponent twice in 3 weeks, which is not ideal for anyone. But in that meat in the sandwich, you are going to Denver, and the Bears have a home game against the Browns.
Right.
I'd be livid. Now, this is the way it works, and you got to deal with what you got. I get that. But my goodness, that's not ideal.
Well, they want parity. They want the drama. They want to see, like, if the Bears could have turned it around like they have. Like, this adds just that flavor and that drama to this NFL season. And, so I hope the Packers are pissed off and they go and play a familiar opponent and just take it to the Chicago Bears this weekend.
There you go.
When I think of this matchup, who is going to chase Caleb Williams around? Who is going to pressure him?
Edgerrin Cooper?
How are they stopping the run without Devontae Wyatt and Micah Parsons? If they don't have Christian Watson, who is Jordan Love going to turn to exploit big plays against a defense that gives up big plays?
Yeah.
It's too many questions.
There's a lot of questions I don't have answers to right now.
Good thing the answer is just Bo Melton for all of them.
Yeah. Like,
that's you can
just put him on the edge. Just let him come. Yeah, wherever. Let him blitz.
Just put Bo Melton as the answer.
All right, Ryan. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, take care.
You bet. That's Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us here on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We're going to recap our picks, and as part of our picks, I have a number that I want to throw out to Tommy and Mason that I'm a little excited to share to get their reaction for this one. So, Tommy.
Nice.
Tommy, take that.
It must be nice. Man, 25-year-olds know everything.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everything.
Dude, they did.
Like, I thought literally, my 15-year-old daughter knew everything. 25-year-olds, and then they pretend they're humble? Like, 15-year-olds don't even pretend they're humble. 25-year-olds know everything, pretend they're humble, and then tell you why they know everything. That's amazing.
Well,
are we passing the humble award over to Tommy? Is that what's happening?
I've never been wrong, and it's so tough.
Yeah, there it is. Nope, the humble award is not going over to Tommy.
I love it. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. And before we go to break, I just want to let everybody know where they should be this Friday. It's Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha presenting Brat Bowl 3 at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha. An all-day live event starting at 9 a.m. with our little sister station, 670 The Score, and the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network featuring all your favorite on-air talent. Plus, bring your new or gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. It's Brat Bowl 3 this Friday starting at 9 at the iconic Brat Stop in Kenosha, brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerKenoshaSubaru.com. And by Siding Unlimited, visit SidingUnlimited.com for their honest price guarantee. We're going to be honest with you coming up next right here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Yeah, buddy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.